greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
Get to B-Dubs for their new stadium-inspired menu, packed with food like their bacon double cheeseburger and loaded garlic fries, Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports.
Thank you, Mike Thompson. Did you find out what took that plane down?
Not yet.
They still really have no conclusive nothing.
Wow. The last report they had was that the it showed that the cockpit window was opened and that the pilot made a left turn, a right turn, and then straight to the ground.
Well, all kinds of reasons that can happen, I guess. But I don't know, and I have no desire to go anywhere overseas anymore because of all this crap. I think I'll just stick around here. That was the voice of Jose Hernandez. You know why you heard his voice? Because it's his turn. This is his segment. It's called Tech Talk. Here's how it works. Jose comes on, does a little speech, a little monologue, tells us the latest and greatest, whatever, what to watch out for. And then you get to ask a guy who knows 1,000 times more about things electronic than we do. You can ask him about how do I decide which TV to buy or which phone to buy, or I can't get my blank to do this. What am I doing wrong? Help me, help me, help me. He's here for that. You need the numbers? Now we'd call now if I were you. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or 888-550-KTRS, or the easiest for most cell phones, *KTRS. I'd call now. And I'll also tell you, he's brought to you by Window World. They had a terrific, very successful trivia night. Raised a lot, $230,000.
$213,000
for St. Jude Children's Hospital.
And Sue, that bid $800 to sit at our table, mm-hmm. went over, and her grandson needed a laptop. There was a laptop over there on the silent auction. She paid $200 for that.
Good for you,
Sue. She got that. Well, yeah.
That's who the sponsor is for this segment. Would you please welcome Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Jose.
Jose, how are you?
I'm excellent. Frank, how are you?
Good. I have nothing to bring to the forum. Does anybody have anything for Jose? You guys haven't had a problem for a long time you need to hit him with. It's all yours, Jose.
Excellent. Apple has suspended its most recent iPod update, which is iOS 9.3.2.
Wait a minute. I just downloaded this.
Well, it seems that it's bricking some of the iPad Pros in the 9.7-inch range.
What does that mean?
Do you have an iPad Pro that's 9.7 inches? There's
I have a bigger one.
Oh, it's, the bigger ones are okay.
Okay.
It seems to be bricking the little ones, and then you have to call, you get the dreaded error 56, and you have to call Apple support, and there's a whole bunch of things you have to do to get your iPad to come back.
It's but always something.
It seems there was issues with 9.3. The 9.31 had some more issues that were different than the first set of issues, so it's really just the way Apple rolls. Apparently 9.3.2 also is having a series of issues.
Okay.
Let's see. Microsoft has released a comprehensive, what they call a roll-up for Windows 7. In addition to Service Pack 1, once you do this installation, it should cover all of the fixes that are necessary. That's because there's a bunch of people who are having problems with Windows 10. I know it's hard to imagine. It's become way more persistent in its want, need, and desire to install itself. And the fact that you now get a little pop-up window that says, I have scheduled your installation for tonight. And you just can't X out of it. You actually have to go into it and change the schedule or cancel the schedule. Otherwise, when you get up tomorrow morning, you will have Windows 10.
Oh, they're getting pretty pushy.
They are very pushy. If it has happened to you folks already, you have 31 days to uninstall it and go back to Windows 7 if that was your previous operating system. If it wasn't, if it's Windows 8 or 8.1, there's other installations that are necessary. You'll have to recover from the original media. Google has patented an adhesive layer for self-driving cars so that if you hit a pedestrian, they're going to stick to the hood.
What? Is that a joke?
No, it's quite serious. When a person is struck by a moving vehicle, it's often the secondary impact flying off the hood and hitting the roof, the road, or into the path of another car that causes the most severe damage. So Google is patenting an adhesive layer for the front of the car.
Sounds like a joke.
It's quite serious. If you get hit, you're going to stick to the front of the Google car.
It's like that commercial where people are jumping on that lady's car when she's driving about all the uninsured motorists and stuff, and they're all sticking to her car.
Right.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, yeah.
And then last but not least, the company that makes professional breathalyzers for the police, it's called Backtrack, is now making a wearable device that analyzes your sweat for how much alcohol content you have in you.
Wearable so that if you're at a bar, you can go, ooh, I'm drunk.
Well, you could have breathalyzer Olympics to see who gets the most drunk quickest, or the police, if you refuse to blow into it, the police could just strap it on you once they've handcuffed you and get the same information they needed as if you blew into it.
Oh.
Do they still make people do the, I think this is a good idea. In fact, it should be on every car where you have to blow into a thing before the car will start.
If you are convicted of a number of DUIs, yes, they force you to blow into it.
So let me ask you a question. What would be so horrible if all cars had that? If every one of us, when we got in the car, we just did a thing into a thing, and it says, okay, you're good to go. Why would that be so horrible?
Well, the cost to install it.
Okay.
For someone who hasn't violated the law.
Okay. But if it was standard equipment, they got it down to where all cars had it, so the cost is minimal. Now we're paying another $10 for our cars.
There's a bunch of things in cars now that I've never needed before. You have one. Tire pressure monitoring system. How did you live before you knew the exact pressure of your tires?
I know.
How did you live before you knew on your dashboard which side the gas door was on?
This is different. This is a life-saving thing. Who would object to before you start the car?
Who objects to additional airbags?
When those first came out, those things too, I think they go off every like 10 minutes or so.
What?
Because that's fine if you start it, your car, and then you can the things that have to be put in their cars, it goes off multiple times while you're driving.
Not just to start it; it wants to make sure that you just didn't get somebody on the corner and go, "Hey,
start my car for me.
Come here and blow into this tube."
Okay, well, that's kind of a pain, I guess.
You know, there are third-party car sales lots that will install a device to disable your car if you miss your payments.
Wow.
And then it sends a little GPS code and says, here's the car, so that the company can dispatch a tower to repossess the car.
All right. Do you have anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right, we're going to the phones. There's one line open. Somebody jump in and grab it, and then we're going to fly through these here. It is these here. I don't think that was really good grammar. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877. I didn't do it.
Oh.
I didn't say it. 888-550-KTRS, or from most any cell phone, star KTRS. This is John. John, say hi to Jose Hernandez.
Hey, Jose, how you doing?
Good, John. How are you?
Good. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, Jose, you might have covered this. My wife updated our iPad, and now it has a white screen with a black apple. And when you hit the home button, it pops up a little cord up to a, I believe it's an iTunes icon. And that's all it'll do.
Yep. You're going to have to contact either one of the geniuses at the Apple Bar or whoever is your provider for your cellular service, like AT&T.
Okay. And I guess in the future, don't do the updates? Or
The problem is with Apple, you don't get a choice. I mean, they continue to push and push and push them. So if you can be a late adopter, if you can hold off from installing them for, a couple weeks until they get everything worked out of them, that might not be so bad. It's a similar in the Windows world. Not everybody installs the Windows updates immediately. Those of us that have lots of machines to keep track of, we wait a couple weeks to see if anything pops up, and they go, oh, that's going to be horrible if you do that. So,
okay. But great.
If you do me a favor, when you do get it fixed, send me an email at techquestions@ktrs.com and let me know what the fix was.
Okay, I will.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Right. Our phones just went south, and the thing went blank and lost the calls. Now we're picking them all back up. So if you got dumped, we apologize. Jump back in and try it again. Star KTRS for most any cell phone. Janet's here. Janet, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose and Frank.
Janet.
Janet.
Hello. I'm here.
Hello.
Yeah, we're listening.
Okay, good. After many years of being able to email my daughter, and, you know, we email on laptops, computers, phones, all of a sudden her mail is getting dumped in my spam.
Okay.
On my, you know, on anywhere. So is there a simple answer for that?
What mail program are you using to read her mail?
Oh, I'm going to say Yahoo.
Okay. There is a way in Yahoo. That apparently what's happened is somewhere along the way, she has been marked as spam.
Uh-huh.
So what you're going to do is you're going to go into the Yahoo, into the instructions,
uh-huh,
under the FAQ, the frequently asked questions, and you're going to unblock or do what's called a whitelist for her.
Whitelist. Okay.
Yes.
How do you get to the frequently asked questions? How do you? No, seriously, how do you get to that?
You have your little pictures up in the right-hand corner.
Okay.
You click on it, that's your account.
Right.
There is a search and an FAQ listed underneath the account.
And what did you call the list, a white?
She wants to whitelist or allow, tell them they're not junk mail.
Because I've had this happen where somebody goes, hey, I emailed you.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, I didn't get it. And they'll say, well, check your spam. And sure enough, it's in the spam folder.
Yeah.
Okay,
great.
Right, whitelist. All right.
That sounds easy. Thank you.
All right, Janet. Thank you.
Right. Good luck.
Thanks for listening. It's Gene's turn. You're a chick magnet. Gene, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hello, Gene.
Hey, quick question. With the Windows 10, so
yes,
it automatically downloaded onto my daughter's computer.
Yes.
This happened during finals week, and something didn't load correctly.
I'm sure it didn't.
Okay, and so what happened was she ended up losing two papers she was writing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so she ended up, you know, from 200 miles away, called me, and I said, you know what, bring it to a store and let them do it because you don't need the stress.
Right.
So I guess there's no way that I can recap that cost that we had to do, because I'm sure it's something if she had the time and the knowledge that she would have been able to do, but we were not going to go that route.
Well, you're attempting to recover a cost from a product that was free.
Well, that's right. That is true. Yeah.
Yeah. They're not. Microsoft isn't charging you anything for the update. They're just annoying you with it.
Yeah, I was going to say, even though they're kind of doing it without your permission, because it just automatically did it without.
No. They cannot do it without your permission. Now, I think the way that it happened to her is the way that's been happening to a lot of folks. I got an email from one of our listeners, Dawn, said that it happened to her. Is that they present just a schedule, says, by the way, we've gone ahead and scheduled this for you, and if you just X out of that window, it goes ahead and installs. It takes that as your acceptance. In order to prevent it from happening, you have to go into that schedule and tell it, nope, I don't want to ever see it or do it at this time.
Okay, well, I'm sure that's what happened then.
Hey, how many pages did she lose of this? Was this college?
It was college, and, well, by going to, I'll say, you know, she went to Best Buy, and they were able to, and I'm not good at computers, but they were able to pull it, and they put it on a jump drive for her,
mm-hmm.
So they did recover it, but, you know, it took a day or so before she could get her computer back. So.
Can you imagine, like, working on a college paper? Yeah, you know, those things are, like, pages and pages, and then it's all gone.
Yep. Well, we've got a whole year, and this was the first time I had tears, so it was stressful.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, good luck, Gene.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. Tom is next. Tom, say hello to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Tom?
Hey, Frank, I'm aiming the BM.
Thank you, Tom.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I was getting in my car when you started your dialogue and everything, and I heard you saying something about switching back to Windows 7. I missed that part of it. What was going on with that?
If you have inadvertently installed Windows 10, you have 31 days from the date it was installed to go back to the previous operating system.
Is there something wrong with it?
Windows 10?
Yeah.
Some people tend to think so, yes. Although there's a little over 300 million users.
You might love it.
Well, my wife did it while I was gone on the boat, and when I got back, she'd already done it, and I don't care for it, but I didn't know.
Hold on. Divorce her. That's grounds for divorce. She, well, you laugh, but she has no business doing that without your permission. You're the husband.
I agree.
Take that to court now.
I agree.
All right?
All right.
Bye, Tom. Thank you. That was nervous laughter. He's thinking, yes. He's thinking of divorcing her. That's grounds. I'll tell you, you take any good judge, you go, she did what? Divorce granted. Is this a first name? Johnson? Is that your first name?
Zima.
I'm sorry?
Zima.
Zima?
Yeah.
All right. Dan, why did Dan put Johnson on the screen?
That's what he told me.
Oh, my phone must have cut out. Either way, man, I answered anything. I just was wondering if you could give me an idea of a good iPhone battery pack case that won't break the bank for 6 Plus.
All of the iPhone accessories that I've seen are expensive. They're very proud of them.
Yeah. And they know you can only get it from them.
And, right. And they make sure that you're. It's pretty difficult to get third-party stuff.
What is he talking about, battery pack?
They make cases that have batteries in them.
Okay. Yeah, I saw one of them.
That are additional to what's in the phone itself.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you find your battery running down too early?
Well, no. I use it quite a bit, and I was trying to kind of extend the life. You know, they say that you get about 500 cycles out of the battery, and then you can't replace them. You know, that's what kind of stinks about them is you can't just go buy a new battery. So once the thing is dead, it's just kind of a paperweight.
Right.
I've seen some on Amazon for as little as like 20 or 30 bucks, but I'm a little worried, you know. I've also seen some pictures of those things that got hot and, like, the battery started swelling up. And doesn't make you feel good to have something like that in your pocket.
Zima Johnson, how many hours a day would you say you use your phone to watch porn? Just an estimate.
nervous actually, laughter. Actually, I use it for listening to the radio.
Uh-huh. Nervous laughter.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we call it here.
Yeah. Yeah. That's listening to the radio. Good code phrase.
Yeah.
What are you doing, honey? I'm listening
to
the radio. Yeah. Well, I hope that helps, Johnson. They set their own prices, or Zima, or whatever. It's Apple. They do what they do, and you like it or lump it, I guess.
Yeah. But
at least, like you said, you know it's going to be a decent product because it's theirs.
Well, the other thing is that when you get your 500 cycles out of it, pick up an Android.
Yeah, well, I got a buy one, get one free deal on the iPhone. So
well, there you go. You trade it in, get your next one.
Yeah. Have a good one.
Now you too.
In the AM, man.
All right, thank you, Zima Johnson. We don't know if his name is Zima or Johnson or something else. We got one more in here. That will be Harvey. Harvey, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How are you?
I'm good, Harvey. How are you?
Good. Hey, I'm trying to figure out when to upgrade my laptop with a new laptop, or if I should just like try to put a solid state drive in it to get a little bit more performance. It's a Lenovo with a Intel Core i3 2370M, whatever that all means.
How old is 2.4 it?
4 gigahertz. Oh, gosh, I've had it for at least 5 years.
Get a new one. The problem is laptops are susceptible to more abuse than desktops because you carry it places, you put it down so it gets vibration, temperature changes, humidity changes, dirt. All the components are packed in tighter in a laptop than they're in a desktop, so heat affects them more. The mean time to failure on most components is 50,000 hours.
Well, what got my attention is when I wake it up after it's gone to sleep, it sounds like someone's doing that shock therapy to a heart, you know, just kind of clear, boom, boom. I hear it trying to start the disk drive spinning or something.
Could be your CD-ROM drive. Could be the fan that cools the CPU because on wake up, it does a lot of processing.
I was going to say CD-ROM drive.
For the money you're going to spend now, you're going to get something with a warranty that's 10 times faster, has probably twice or three times as much storage space.
When I do that, should I get go to 10 and bite the bullet? Right now I'm on 7.
I don't know that you can get new laptops that aren't like sold to companies or professionals that don't have 10 on them already.
Okay, and then they still have the migration tool they used to have?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, thank you, Harvey. What the heck is a migration tool?
It's an application that runs that moves all your files from one to the other in one big file.
Like 70% of what these people are talking about, I don't even know what they're talking about.
Porn. We're talking about porn.
Porn, I understand. Yeah. That's how stupid I am. Hey, how about this? Give it up for Jose Hernandez.
good day, everybody.
And before you leave, Jose,
techquestions at KTRS.com, please.
See, he read my mind. That's his email address, techquestions at KTRS.com. And please don't forget that Jose's appearance every Monday is brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window and the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America, Window World. It's time to check traffic. Yeah, that means it's time to talk to Tim Weiland. Tim, what are you looking at?
Well, they cleared the accident that was on eastbound 40 at Mace, and you're still jammed back from Chesterfield Parkway West out through about Maryville Center. Now we've got a new accident, southbound 270 at a little bit north of Manchester that has the right lane blocked, and you're backed all the way up through Olive. Yes, southbound 55, drivers slowing now, River de Pere through Rivas Barracks, and eastbound 270. Some slow pockets now between a little bit east of McDonald through New Florissant. You're heavy again from the Halls Ferries through Bell Fountain. And this report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink, paper, coffee, snacks. And with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Tim. And now a man who I'm guessing has pretty good season tickets will be right down close to the ice tonight on the edge of his seat. Big night tonight for the Blues, John Landolf. How are you?
You got to punch him
up.
Oh,
I got to punch the button. Now how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm actually thinking about you and Dan today because I know tonight is a big game, and I thought, well, these
guys... I don't know how you think about that, but anytime Frank is thinking of the two of us together...
I know.
I'm a warm and fuzzy feeling about that.
Well,
great.
You know... Not warm and fuzzy at all. It's ice and skating and hockey.
No, but you're thinking about us. Well, yeah, I mean, you're just thinking about us.
Yeah. Well, he was thinking about us maybe being together at the game tonight.
No, see, Dan's trying to get a ticket.
We had together this Saturday night, buddy. We had the 3 hours of togetherness there.
He's trying to get a ticket.
World, St. Jude.
That's right.
Research Hospital event. What an unbelievable event. And how hard Jim Lomax, John Gillette, JB, he's like related to me. Ken Webb. Ken Webb married Mimi's niece.
That's Kate a good
Mimi
story.
Webb. Great, great. I mean, everywhere you turn, there's somebody from Window World taking care of you, you know?
It was really nice.
I've only been to one, but it was pretty impressive. It's a big undertaking. To pull it off and have it go that smoothly, it's not easy.
No. And, you know, your good buddy, Frank, your good buddy McGraw did a great job. You know, that's quite a task. I mean, 10 rounds, or the 10 questions per round of trivia.
Anybody
could
do that. 48
tables. And we were watching the Blues game. Of course, it was on a bit of a delay.
Yeah.
So I kept getting text messages. McGraw keeps, you know, yelling at me, which isn't right, because I'm on my phone while I was looking at the game, you know, online. I wasn't looking up answers.
Yeah, they had... In the back, they were listening. They had the game on the NHL Network, and they were listening, and somebody had one of those big horns. And when the Blues scored, they would blow that horn, and everybody went crazy. So then they would put it up on the screen so for us to watch. And what would you...
A minute, at least.
Yeah, at least a minute delay.
Yeah, you know, everyone's exhausted. Like, when are they going to score?
So did both of John's tables beat our table?
I'm sure absolutely.
They did. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No contest.
These guys are telling me out of 45.
Not that Dan and Ian didn't have really smart people at their table, but I got some really smart people at my table, okay?
Who was the smartest on your team there, John, do you think?
You know, Mimi Landolf.
And you'd say that.
Oh. He was the smartest on my team.
I knew you'd say that.
We had some really smart people with us. Mark and Christy Thornton and Bruce and Vicky Weiner and Jim Sappho and his girlfriend, Stacey Warren Carter. And Stacey, every time she got an answer right, she kept punching Mark in the left arm. I guarantee you, Mark has a bruise on his left bicep from Stacey punching him every time she got a right answer. Then you have to tell people not so loud, because, Dan, I noticed you and Ian, you guys were kind of listening on our table.
Yeah, we were. That's why we took 40.
I've only been to one of these, but one of the things I noticed is, you know, it's a room full of tables, and if there's a question, I've noticed that somebody out loud will tell somebody at their table, yeah, I think the answer's Betty White.
Yeah.
You know, the next three tables can hear it, so you just gave the answer to everybody else.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I didn't think that was pretty funny.
So we had Diane Kaiser and her husband Kent invited our awesome district sales manager, Julie Conley, and Billy Dalton was with us, and Chris and Maggie Thornton. We just had a great time.
You're famous.
Super nice people.
You're famous for the food you bring. You're famous for that. What did you bring?
Mimi went to one of our favorite spots, Annie Gunn's.
Yeah.
Got the drummies and got some sandwiches.
Yeah,
and,
Oh, yeah.
We were missing your shrimp, though, from last year, Frank.
No.
Yes.
Your wife last year, I don't know if you guys remember, but Frank wasn't sharing any shrimp. But his wife was coming over going, we cannot eat all this shrimp. You have to
Well, she was wrong about that. I did eat it
because you wanted to take it home.
No, but John had...
Mine was the table with the food that said, do not touch.
We had so much food there because John had the Annie Gunn's. We had the Peronis, and they were taking pizzas. We had the pizzas kind of setting up there, and Mark Thornton was taking some pizza and stuff. And,
yeah.
And,
that's the greatest. That Peroni pizza in beautiful Florida, Missouri, is of the greatest. That's one of the absolute greatest pizza parlors.
We had so much food.
They're very supportive of a lot of...
You know, let me tell you something about pizza. People are weird about pizza. To me, let's say there are 50 different pizzas in this town that are noticeably different. A lot of them are kind of the same. 48 of those are pretty good pizzas. Mm-hmm. But people act like there are people that go, oh, no, this pizza is the best. No, it's not. It's one of the best. There's plenty of good pizza. I just find it real interesting people are so passionate about a pizza.
Yeah.
And this is going to make somebody mad. But I got to tell you something. I watched, was it Jimmy Kimmel? Who one night had somebody on from John Hamm or something.
Oh, John Hamm.
From St. Louis, going on about Emo's Pizza. And was it Kimmel who tried it and said, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of with him. I'm not a fan of it.
It's not my kind of pizza. I think of pizza has some crust to it and mozzarella cheese. And to me, both of those things are missing from it.
But then there are people that think it's fantastic. I think a lot of it, too, is if it's a St. Louis thing, then they're on it. They're all over it.
My three favorite pizzas, I have, I like Emo's, Peroni's, and then there's a little restaurant in Florissant called Roberto's Restaurant.
Yeah.
Toasted ravioli is something that a restaurant can screw up.
Yeah.
Because I used to think, well, toasted ravioli, it's all going to be good. No. Sometimes they burn it. Sometimes the sauce is no good, that meat sauce. So it is possible to get bad toasted ravioli. But I've said this before.
The ravioli at Hendel's is getting a special mixture. It's like a sausage and a little spicy kick to it. Not too bad, but it's unbelievable. And then the other, some of the greatest ravioli in the world is Lombardo's, homemade. So, you know, anybody that makes their own ravioli, oh, that's, I'm hungry now.
No, I'll never understand.
I'm trying to watch my weight.
Why is it?
About food. Well, I'm about to gnaw my arm off right now. So
all right. Why is it that the toasted ravioli cannot find its way out of St. Louis?
I don't know.
Why is that? It's not that hard.
No.
Yet you get out of here and you mention it, and people look at you like you're from another planet. What are you talking about? I've never understood that.
We had toasted. We had plenty of toasted ravioli at our table.
Yeah. Dan, you're lucky. I thought you were going to lose a fingertip. You were going at it so hard.
Oh, man. I know.
He's going to bite a fingertip off. We're going to have to call 911. And, oh, you just messed up. Hey, let's say hi to Cynthia.
Cynthia.
Dieterding.
What is it?
Yeah, Dieterding.
Dieterding.
I know some Dieterdings.
And her father, Art, good friend, and did some work out at our duck club, and Art's health, not that great, but still going strong. So out to Art, what a great guy, and Cynthia, AM and the PM.
Well, Dan, I got to think, if you know a Dieterding, they're going to be related to these Dieterdings, because I don't think there are too many Dieterdings.
No, that's the strangest last name. It was like Dieterding. It's like, whoa, what?
Oh, Dan,
what
is that? That's nice. Let's thank your loyal AM and the PM listeners by calling
them. Tell them their name is strange.
No, but it's a different name. It's...
Dan, where's your etiquette?
Yeah.
I just blurt things out.
You just realized it.
Thank you, Dieterdings. Thank you for your business.
Thank you very, very much. They're awesome people, but, had a great, great weekend. You know, this is really the last 7 days of the month of May. We are closed Memorial Day, so don't wait. Come and get the great savings all week long. We've been very busy today. And exciting, some phenomenal programs by General Motors. Everything's online at lawndelf.com or Obviously, give us a call at 314-837-1800. You know something special is going on when I'm giving the number before you request me to get the number.
Well, that means you're busy.
I'm busy.
There's a hockey game tonight.
There's a little thing going on down at the
Yeah,
what time is it?
I call it just a really big eye shrink.
What time does it start?
7:05.
My goodness, get moving.
Yeah.
You get get a little squared away.
The Cardinals and Cubs are in town, so you're going to have about at least 50,000+ people attending the events, and then another who knows how many down just hanging out downtown watching it on TV. So go Blues.
All right.
LGB, as we say.
I'm sorry?
What that stands for?
Let's go Blues.
There you go, buddy.
I know my sports. Well, listen, have a good time tonight, and we will send you a ton of business for the rest of this week.
Thank you.
All right, John.
Great night, everybody.
All right, go get seated. Bye-bye. He wants to get out of here.
Yeah.
He's already ready to hit the road and get on the Scotch Ray. John Landoff, Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7 at Landoff.com. Take a break. Come back. Big 550, KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Did you start your own business even though your dad wanted you to be a banker?
Yeah.
Did you come up with an idea that could change the world, or at least some small piece of it?
You bet I did.
Then did you build that idea into a real business? You, with your own two hands, from the ground up?
Yeah, I did do that.
And then, to protect everything you worked for, you took the 10 minutes to incorporate your business, right?
Well, no.
You worked hard for your business, but if you're not incorporated, you can lose it all. Your business, your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away free 10-minute incorporation guides, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-900-3389. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Protect your business, your home, your savings. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-900-3389. That's 1-800-900-3389.
It's that time of year again, the time you want to spruce up your yard. And whether you're just adding a few pieces to your deck or a complete landscaping overhaul, check out Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center at Highway 109 and Clayton Road in Wildwood. They have a family business that has been selling to St. Louis for 65 years. With a professional and knowledgeable staff, a beautifully maintained and colorful garden setting you think might look like a botanical garden instead. Their landscape division provides exquisite, elegant, and refined landscapes. Magnificent outdoor living rooms, kitchens, patios, pool areas, and things you can definitely picture in your home. Premium quality plants, not those small ones that you see at the big box stores. Beautiful greenery everywhere you look at Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center. Again, they're located at Highway 109 and Clayton Road in Wildwood. This family business would love to see you for all of your landscaping needs. Pasiglia.com. It's Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center.
LASIK is a medical procedure. Please see our website or FDA.gov for more information on benefits and risks. Individual results may vary.
If you've ever considered LASIK, stop what you're doing right now and be one of the first 100 callers to take advantage of a very special deal on FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology. The number to call is 1-800-500-1599. TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Stephen Wexler, one of the most experienced surgeons in St. Louis, are now offering $400 off their already affordable services. That's $200 off per eye. Be one of the first 100 callers to set up a free consultation to find out if LASIK is right for you. 1-800-500-1599. With over 20 years' experience and more than 2 million procedures performed, TLC Laser Eye Centers is the ultimate choice for your vision correction needs. So if you're interested in being less dependent on glasses and contacts, be one of the first 100 callers for a very special deal on a premium LASIK experience. Call 1-800-500-1599. 1-800-500-1599.
Blue Chip Pest Services is a St. Louis family-owned company serving the area for more than 50 years. Now in its third generation, Blue Chip Pest Services is and always has been your local hometown pest professional. For all of your needs, whether it be ants, spiders, or even nuisance wildlife, Blue Chip Pest Services have you covered. Go to stlbugs.com. That's stlbugs.com to learn more about how Blue Chip Pest Services can help you be pest-free. That's stlbugs.com.
Are you confused with all the recent changes to Social Security? Do you know how these changes have impacted your retirement plans? For most people, Social Security is one of their largest assets in retirement. These changes have not eliminated your chances to maximize your Social Security benefits. Join me, Kevin Lloyd, co-host of America's Wealth Management Show. For my next Social Security workshop, space is limited. Call 314-641-1010. You've worked hard your entire life. Take this opportunity to educate yourself and find out how your family can maximize your Social Security benefits. 314-641-1010. 314-641-1010. And visit us on Facebook at Legacy Wealth Advisors STL.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Stephen Gregg from the Retire Worry-Free Show on Saturdays at 2 o'clock.
Hey, you know, many people don't understand their Social Security choices or their pension options at work or how to get income from their retirement accounts like their 401ks and IRAs.
However, they do know that they want to make sure they have enough money for as long as they live. We can help. For a free, no-obligation meeting to discuss your own retirement strategy, go to our website, steveandgregg.com. That's steveandgregg.com.
All right, let's check traffic.
Sorry, everybody.
Check traffic with Tim Weiland.
Tim, if only you could be here sometime.
This show that goes on off the air.
Our good show nobody's ever heard.
No.
Yeah, they don't get to see it.
No.
No, it's on 11.2.
Yeah, we're 11.4.
Oh, yeah.
If you're traveling westbound 70, you're already slow between Riverview and Jennings Station Road, Lucas and Hunt, that area. But now we've got a report of a stalled vehicle on westbound 70 at the Blanchette that was blocking the center lane. Eastbound 40, because of that earlier accident, boy, it is really slow now. From Boone's Crossing up through Mason, now we're heavy from McKnight to Big Bend. Westbound 40 is slowing from near Vandeventer out through McCausland. You do have southbound 270 stop and go from Page down through Doherty Ferry. They've moved that accident near Manchester off on the right shoulder. This traffic report brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Put some smarts in your car. Plug in Hum by Verizon to get vehicle diagnostics, emergency incident alerts, and pinpoint roadside assistance. For a smarter, safer car, go to hum.com. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Happy Memorial Day weekend. As you fire up the barbecue and enjoy your time off, just remember those Americans who sacrificed for us on the front lines defending our way of life. The United States military. To all members of the armed forces, past and present, and their families, we honor your service and we say thank you. And have a good and safe Memorial Day weekend from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
The Johnson family had a savings account until their air conditioner died. The Martins had a vacation fund before their water heater quit. The Baileys have no savings and their refrigerator just broke. The truth is, it can only take one home system or appliance repair to break your piggy bank. But buying a home warranty from American Home Shield can protect your budget against unexpected covered costs. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-7011. Why pour money into repairs when American Home Shield will help pay covered repairs for you? Your air conditioner, plumbing, oven, refrigerator, water heater, and more. The choice is yours. Pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs, or let AHS help pay covered repairs for you. If you want to avoid being hit hard by unexpected breakdowns, call now for valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage. 1-800-400-7011. Again, call 1-800-400-7011. That's 1-800-400-7011.
I've been telling you about Timberline Tree Care for over a year now. They'd like to thank all their KTRS listeners for all their support. Hi, I'm John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Timberline Tree Care is a company that invented the tree calculator. Go to their website, stltreecare.com. Input your information, and it'll give you a quote. No hassle. Timberline Tree Care has all upfront pricing. 12-inch diameter or less, $200. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, less than $500. You can also view their videos and photos of many of their jobs on their Facebook page. Timberline has one of only a handful of master certified arborists and two certified arborists on staff. They have the knowledge and equipment to even do the largest jobs, even those other companies will walk away from. They know trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's compensation. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give them a call, 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475. Or go to their website like I do, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
Downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. The AM and the PM cab company. Don't you dare get caught in any other cab than a Laclede cab if you're AM and the PM. And a quick way to get yourself a Laclede cab is to download the app, STL Taxi. It's free and it's easy to use. STL Taxi for a Laclede cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Hey, Bill.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How's going? Doing great, Bill. How about you?
Well, what am I supposed to do with all this time? I don't know.
Anything you want. Any plug your travel site, anything you want.
I'm more than happy to plug that. BillOnTheRoad.com, for folks who may not know, that is my website, travel website. Go all across the United States. People and places making America great. That's kind of our slogan, and some great stories on that, especially now summertime. You're looking for something to do to travel-wise. And, you know, honest to God, there are so many great places to go in St. Louis that are, like, less than 6 hours from here. I mean, when you kind of, like, look around, because we're kind of in the middle of the country, there are so many really great cities to travel to.
Now you just said there are so many places to go in St. Louis that are less than 6 hours. St. Louis must be a big town.
Yeah. Well, that's you put me on the spot. I wasn't prepared for it.
Well, here, let me mention this. You're the first person, at least you're the first person that ever told me about pickleball. And you told me on the phone this morning, when we spoke, and you can tell these folks, if anybody is interested in what pickleball is, tell them about this thing on CBS Sports tonight, because I'm going to watch this thing.
Well, I went down to Naples, Florida. Actually, there's an article I just posted yesterday about my experience down there in Naples at the U.S. Open Pickleball Championship. I was one of the participants. There were 800 people per... Yeah. Anybody with a checkbook, honestly, could have participated. But no, it was a lot of fun. It was really interesting. And tonight on CBS, they will have the U.S. Open Pickleball Championship, the men's doubles final. And so you will get to see really the best of the best playing pickleball. And if you've never seen it before, it is worth watching. It's very interesting. And these guys are the absolute best at it. And it goes, you know, here's what it's sort of like. Have you ever went on YouTube and watched professional badminton? Like, you'll see some of the Asian folks who are amazing.
Yes.
And it's blah, 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 blah. That's what this pickleball is. And you watch it, it is crazy.
What does it sound like again?
Blah, 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 blah. Just like that.
Whoa. Yeah. Exactly what it sounds like.
So pickleball will be on CBS Sports Network.
NBC has a sports network. CBS has a sports network.
Oh, okay.
And I'm gonna check it out, because and by the way, when you watch it, folks, keep in mind you've never played that game. You're watching the best of the best. Yes, you can play it. Anybody can play it. All right, what do you have for us?
All right. Well, let's start with this. I love stupid world records. I learned about a new one today. There's a guy who set a world record for kicking himself in the head 134 times in 1 minute.
Yeah.
World record. 134 times in 1 minute, kicking himself in the head. He broke the previous record of zero. Congratulations to that guy. And everybody's excited about the hockey playoff. I know, Dan, you're pretty excited, right? Hockey playoff.
What?
So you probably heard about this story. Before one of the NHL playoff games, I guess, the other night, three Predator fans strapped live catfish to their backs.
What?
Yeah, live catfish to their back. What do you think you hate behind the guy with the big hat?
Oh, man. Well, they can't be alive. They can't be alive for very long.
No.
Once you strap a catfish to your back, he's going to be dead in about 5 minutes.
No, have you ever seen
fresh
them
out of the cooler? I think I don't know.
Ever seen them in Detroit when they throw the octopus on the ice before the playoff game?
I have seen that. Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty cool.
In the United Kingdom, we've got a sperm donor who has fathered 54 children.
All
that
right.
Must be some sort of a record. And today he was offered a contract by the NBA.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, this afternoon. You want to hear that? You want to hear that pickleball sound?
Yeah. What does that sound like?
I don't know.
I wouldn't have thought he could do it three times. Never would have thought he could do it three times.
Yeah, we got a lot of time to fill. There's a new dating website. If you're interested, it allows users to post their STD results straight from the clinic.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the site, I believe, is called ooharmony.com. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see you. Bye.
Yeah, I got to make a note somehow to myself. I'm going to watch that tonight. The pickle. There's a guy on there, Kyle somebody. He's considered to be the best pickleball player in the world.
Wow.
And it's like watching those Asian ping pong playing people. You watch it and you go, if you've ever tried to play ping pong, that looks impossible, what they're doing. And for me, it would be impossible. So pickleball, CBS Sports Network tonight, 6, 7 o'clock, something like that. I'm trying to remember to get that as soon as I get home. Bethina Heating and Cooling has been in business for over 74 years. And sometimes I think, well, I keep telling people the same thing over and over and over. But you know what? I don't know what else I could tell you that would be better information than whatever you have to heat and cool your place, your business, or your home, they can work on. And you say, well, how do you know that? You don't know what I have. It doesn't matter what you have. It doesn't matter what make or model or brand or type or size or age. They have people qualified to work on it. Now, the only way you're not going to get Matheny to come out is if you live in, Bethalto, Illinois, because they service people in St. Louis County and St. Charles County. Any part of either of those counties, they'll be happy to become your heating and cooling company. And that's exactly what will happen. When you have them out, you won't just say, well, we had them out one time. That they will become your heating and cooling company. And the next time you have an issue, that's probably who you're going to call. Because that's usually the way it goes. And it's sort of like, okay, check that off the list. I finally found the heating and cooling company that I really like, and I won't ever have to search around again. Any size home, any size business, you're not too big, you're not too small. You'll be glad you found these folks, and they'll be glad they found you. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. We've got a great old joke for you.